Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to Allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.
Salve a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
This is the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Benissimo, grazie. E tu, Mark?
Benissimo, benissimo. In these weekly episodes of the Coffee Break Italian show, we're going to be helping you take your Italian to the next level. You're going to be working on different elements of the Italian language, improving your confidence all the time.
See, so if you are listening to this podcast, make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed. Or if you are watching the video version, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Allora, Mark, qual è l'argomento di oggi?
L'argomento di oggi. So the topic for today. Today we're talking about formality and when to use tu versus lei.
Molto importante e utile.
È utile. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, cominciamo.
So, Francesca, what is formality? Because in English, we don't really have this idea of a different form of you. But in Italian, there is.
There is. So it's basically recognizing the type of situation we are in and making linguistic choices accordingly. So in order to sound either more informal or more formal.
Okay, so in this episode, we're going to be looking at that decision as to when the situation suggests we need to think about tu or lei. We'll look also at the actual structures and how the grammar aspect works. And then we'll also talk about when we make that decision and how we kind of basically negotiate.
using
the tu or the lei form.
Esatto.
Let's begin then by talking about exactly when we use it. When would you consider using tu and when would you use lei?
There are nuances, I should say. So it's not something scientific where we can say formal or informal, but you can have some sort of ideas. For example, if you go to Italy and you speak to strangers, it's safer to be formal when you address them, unless it's obviously children or very young persons. So strangers, at times at work, again, depending if it's someone you know well or maybe your boss, you want to be formal. University or school, there is a lot of formality in Italy. So when addressing teachers or professors, professors. Whereas when talking to friends or very young people or people you know well, you can be relaxed and be informal.
Okay. In English, we use slightly different ways in which we can be formal. We use titles, we use perhaps different phrases and so on. And that also happens in Italian, but we'll come to that a little later. Let's first of all focus on the grammatical concept here. Si. Because we've got two different versions for a singular you.
Si.
One of these, and you may well be very familiar with this, but we'll go through it and we'll review this and we'll do it quite quickly so that we can move on from here. But the informal you is?
The informal you is a tu.
Mm-hmm, tu. And then the formal you is?
Becomes lei.
So we might be familiar with lei meaning she, as in lei canta, she is singing. But the lei there also is used as a formal you. And typically when we're writing it, we use a capital letter.
See, that's right, Mark. It's not compulsory, but especially for learning purposes, we tend to spell lei with a capital L when it means you formal, so that learners can immediately identify it and understand it's nothing to do with she, but it's you, and it can be a man or a woman, so there is no connection with the she mm-hmm. pronoun, and that's the formal way of addressing someone.
Okay, now, so the pronoun itself changes, but also the verb form changes.
Ovviamente, so we need to use the verb in the third person singular.
For lei.
For lei,
and for
si.
Tu, it would be the second person.
Si, si, si.
So if we take the verb cantare, I said earlier, she is singing, but if we say you are singing,
tu canti.
Using the tu form, and then you are singing formal.
Lei canta.
Okay, so it's fairly straightforward. The ending changes, and that's si. An are verb. Of course, it happens slightly differently in other verbs. Let's take aprire.
Si.
So you open.
Tu apri.
And you open formal.
Lei apre.
Okay, so what else changes? What other things do we need to think about here?
Well, we need to think about, as I said before, about the situation. We need to consider titles in Italian as well, as you said before, in English. So if we have words like signore, professoressa, dottore, obviously that's an indicator of formality. But we also need to consider all the other elements in the sentence. Mm-hmm.
So if we, you know, I'm thinking, for example, if we say, excuse me, we need to think about, am I saying excuse me to someone I know?
Uh-huh.
Or am I saying excuse me in a formal situation?
Exacto.
And that imperative form changes too.
Sí, that's a verb, as you have just said. It's an imperative. So if I speak to my friend, I would say, scusa.
And if you're speaking in a formal sense, then you would say scusi.
Esatto, Mark. Bravissimo. Molto importante.
You said about titles and so on there. You mentioned teachers and professors and so on. And it made me think, in English, we obviously don't have this you, the difference in you, but we also, I guess it's a little bit similar to using first names.
See.
I remember I was working with one of my former teachers, and we were working on a project together. I found it really difficult to use her first name, but she said, Mark, you need to call me Francis. I was like, oh, I can't call you Francis. I normally call you by your second name. Is that a little the same?
You know, Mark, this makes me think about something very similar that happens to me every time I go back to my native village uh-huh. in Italy. I often bump into my primary school teacher, Angela. And she would say, ciao Francesca, come stai? Come va la vita in Scozia? Uh-huh. And I would say, reply, buongiorno maestra. And her reaction is always, ma Francesca, diamoci del tu, siamo colleghe. And I just can't because she's my teacher and I was used to talking to her formally as a child.
Yeah.
So I just cannot make that switch.
But Francesca, you introduced a really, really useful phrase there.
Diamoci del tu.
So let's think about what this means. It comes from the verb dare, which si. Literally means to give.
Si.
But diamoci del tu is that really useful phrase that means let's use the tu form together.
Esatto, sì. And this is one of the different ways that we have in Italian to negotiate the formality we are going to use, because as I said at the start, it's not always clear, or there is the possibility of switching to a more informal way of speaking. For example, if someone is using the formal way of speaking to me and I think, oh, this is too much, we can relax, I could say, ma dai, dammi del tu, or non darmi del lei.
Right, so let's take both of those separately. We've got dammi del tu. So it's dammi, give me, del tu, of the tu, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But dammi del tu.
Si, si.
And then there you also said don't use the lei form
si.
With me. And that's a negative imperative, so mm-hmm. we're using an infinitive.
Bravissimo.
Non darmi del lei.
Si.
Don't use the lei form. Let's go through those two. In fact, we'll do the three sentences again. Let's begin with let's use the tu form together.
Diamoci del tu.
Okay, we'll have some space for you to repeat there. What about call me tu? Use the tu form with me.
Dammi del tu.
And don't use the lei form with me.
Non darmi del lei.
Okay, Francesca, I've got a question.
Okay.
Does it ever happen that you get to a point in, let's say, a working relationship where you perhaps, imagine you're at a conference.
Okay.
You're on in the conference during the day with all your colleagues. And then mm-hmm. in the evening, perhaps you're, I don't know, you're in the bar, you're having a drink with your colleagues mm-hmm. and you think, ah, diamoci del tu.
Sì.
Does it ever happen that the next morning when you're back together, you go back to the lei form?
It could happen. Although normally when people agree mm-hmm. on the level of formality they are going to use, they normally stick with
it.
But as I said, some people just don't feel comfortable maybe switching to the tu form mm-hmm. because they think they have to show the extra respect politeness.
Yeah.
So it's a very personal choice. Uh-huh. And it's also, in contemporary Italian, is also disappearing a little bit. People tend to be a little bit more informal these
okay.
days.
Interesting. Now, I've got two questions for you,
Mamma
Francesca.
Mia.
Due domande.
Vai.
First of all, we've talked about singulars, tu and lei. What happens in the plural?
Okay. Normally, for the plural, we just use voi for both situations, formal and informal, and it's correct, it's polite. However, I should say there is a formal you mm-hmm. in Italian, which is loro, so the equivalent of lei, but in the plural.
Yeah, okay, so loro, and therefore the third person plural verbs.
Esatto. However, we don't really use it that much, and it only happens in very, very formal scenarios. I can imagine going to a very posh hotel in Venice
yeah.
and then being asked, loro sono I signori verdi?
Okay, I get it, yeah. So loro sono,
loro vogliono accomodarsi, sì.
It does sound very formal.
Sì, and you don't need to use it. Very few people use it, but it does exist.
Okay. So that's our first question. The second question
okay.
I've got is about geographical variation. Does it happen everywhere that we use tu and lei?
Normally, that's the case. Mm-hmm. However, I'm thinking if you go towards the south of Italy, and I'm thinking in particular about Naples and Napoli, there is the tendency there to replace lei with voi.
Right, so using the plural you form as a formal you, like we would do in French.
Sì, esatto, esatto. Ad esempio, Mark, volete un caffè?
That sounds strange to me, but yeah, you may well hear that in certain parts of
sì,
the world.
Sì.
So today we've been looking at tu and lei, and most importantly, when to make that distinction, when to use the different forms. We've covered also the idea of reaching the point in the relationship or reaching the point in the conversation where
sì.
You want to move on. And those phrases were again?
Diamoci del tu, mm-hmm. non darmi del lei, dammi del tu.
Perfetto, okay. And we've also talked a little about geographical variation and the idea of the plural forms too. Well, thank you for all of those examples, Francesca. And I think we'll round things off there. So we hope that you have enjoyed this lesson, finding out about to and lay. But if you prefer to see things written down, then we also have a blog version of this lesson. So you can find the link in the description of the podcast.
And if you would like more help with your Italian, you can sign up for regular free email lessons.
That's right. We send out regular lessons where you can improve your Italian, work on your vocabulary, perhaps do a little bit of grammar work, some reading, idiomatic expressions, all sorts of different lessons. And these come straight to your inbox. Francesca, how do our listeners and viewers sign up for that?
Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
We'll be back next week. In the meantime, you can look out for that mini lesson in your inbox if you've signed up for it. È tutto per oggi.
Sì, grazie mille, Mark.
Grazie a te.
Happy coffee breaking.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.